Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. If you've been listening already, thank you for that. If you just tuned in, we're glad to have you as part of our listening audience. And we don't care whether you're listening on the radio or the internet. We know you got lots of choices. And the reason we know that is because we give you lots of those choices. And we make and when other people give you other choices to hear our show, we help them do that. So we like to make sure that you have the maximum opportunity to listen to what we have to say around here, because we think when you do, that'll give you the maximum opportunity to be successful. And one of the ways that we do that is by introducing you to really smart people. And that includes our new friend and our guest this half hour, Todd Walrath. And Todd is Executive Vice President and the founder of leads.com, and Todd's got a long history in the internet industry. He's worked with very prominently with AOL as well as the Weather Channel. This guy goes back a long ways, which in terms of the internet doesn't have to be too long, but he's been around a while and he knows what he's talking about. And now he's our new friend. Todd, welcome to the show. Are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
There he is. Hey, Todd, welcome. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Thanks for having me on.
Todd, let's talk just a little bit about what you've come through. Let's talk about what's happened in the last 10 years. And you heard me say you go way back, it's kind of funny to say that and think of this only really 10 years, that almost all that's happened in the internet of any significance, with any critical mass at all, has only been about 10 years. It's kind of amazing, isn't it?
It's really amazing. It seems like a lot longer than that, but if you think, 10 years ago, people weren't even using the internet, and now it's such a big part of our everyday life. It's an amazing transition.
Well, no question about it. You had your experience with AOL and with WeatherChannel.com and all that. Did you when you saw this happening way back then? Did you back in say 96, 97? Did you know what it was going to become? What the internet was going to become?
Well, I'm not a big prognosticator, but I think that when I first started, I started at weather.com with the Weather Channel, and weather was one of the big things initially that people wanted to find on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the traffic and the usage of our website there grow so much in the 97, 98, 99 time frame. And I knew that it was going to be a staple that everybody used to, in their everyday life back then. The trick is just figuring out exactly what people are going to do so you can kind of stay ahead of it and,
right,
and build your career and your plans around it. So been working in the local space pretty much for that whole 10-year period, working with local businesses as well. So.
Well, when we launched our first website in 97, And we started streaming on the internet in January of 98. So as you know, that from a streaming standpoint, that makes us one of the pioneers in that area.
That makes you one of the first, I think.
Well, I tell people that when they say why aren't you streaming your archives with Windows Media Player, I said because we were doing this before there was a Windows Media Player. And
right.
But back then, back in those days, for a lot of people, it still was just kind of a toy, wasn't it? It was a bemusement. It was an interesting little gadget, an interesting little new capability. It's like the first time people were able to have a phone in their homes. It was that kind of a thing. In those days, most people still hadn't figured out how to use the internet as a tool the way we use it today.
Right. I mean, early on, you had people using, online services like CompuServe or America Online. and maybe they were doing an airline reservation or, you know, some of the more kind of mundane things that we think of today on the internet, you know, getting a news article or weather information. But now, you know, when you look at it, it's become really a staple. You know, it's just amazing how many, you know, I can't imagine getting through the day without it now, especially at work. You're using it. Every, you know, the number, I was looking at some stats, you know, the number of people that are on the internet is almost 70% of households now.
Right.
And
about 50% are broadband.
Exactly. You think of all the people getting cable modems or DSLs.
Yeah.
And that is just making it faster, easier for everybody to use. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we're helping businesses take advantage of all that consumer usage. That's
which
kind of
is exactly where we're going, folks. When we come back after these messages, Todd's gonna. Todd, thank you for giving us that little tour of where we've come from.
Sure.
But now the internet is not a toy, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very valuable tool on many levels, and one of those levels is to get customers to find you and to come to see you, or allow you to come to see them. And Leads.com does that. He's gonna tell us how his industry makes that happen for you and me. Till. Stay with us.
See the dog and the butterfly. The faster we run, the further away the dreams of riches become. Lost in the sun, spinning.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And also my blog is there. You can get it by subscription through RSS, or you can come and get it all at smallbusinessadvocate.com. The newsletter comes out on Sunday. The blog is Monday through Friday. Or you can just enjoy the website to your little heart's content. Lots of stuff there to help you with your business. Todd Walrath is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's Executive Vice President with Leads.com, and the founder, I should say, of Leads.com. And Todd, we were talking before the break about where we've come from, that how the internet has evolved from being a bemusement to an essential part of our lives. You know, I said seven, 8 years ago, Todd, I said when the big pipes, the broadband connectivity becomes diffused in the marketplace, our world will change. What do you think?
I think I agree with you. You know, speed is an issue for convenience sake, but it's also an issue to get all the great graphics and more of the experience. It's also an issue just with booting up. You know, it used to take, you know, remember all the modem screeching and all that you have to deal with. And that wasn't, you know, that wasn't more than, you know, I got broadband within the last year or so, so that was just a couple years ago for me. But, you know, one of the things that it's changed the way consumers use the internet, which I think is a really important sort of insight to take away from how broadband's affected our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got now consumers, you know, booting up quickly, always on, and they're using it, you know, to find local businesses, which I think is, you know, kind of why we even started Leads.com. We saw consumers using it as a tool to look for businesses, and, you know, we've been able to use that demand to help businesses, you know, find new customers.
Well, I'm sure, and you and I haven't talked about this, Todd, but I'm imagining you, when you decided to found Leads and your whole industry, I'm imagining you guys out there saying, okay, we got people over here who want to sell stuff. We got people over here who want to buy stuff. Who's directing that traffic?
Right.
And that's basically what your industry does, isn't it?
Right. So if you look at, you know, it used to be, what do we used to do? We used to just, you know, sit down at the kitchen table and open up the phone book and say, you know, all those different reasons that you might look for a local business. You're,
right.
you know, looking, if
I'll
you
pick
just
up the
moved,
newspaper or something
if you're
like
getting
that.
Married, if, you know, all those life changes, if you're having a baby, if you're new to the area, you know, you can think of maybe 5 or 10 things right off the top of your head of why you would look for a business. And now, people are, you know, everybody's, you know, we have, you know, the the societal changes. You have, you know, dual income families now. Everybody's at work all the time. They don't have the time they used to on weekends to just sit down and do household projects and things like that. So a lot of that usage is coming at work, and a lot of it's coming at night on the internet when you finally get home.
Oh yeah, the e-shopping thing. E-shopping is a big part of e-business, isn't it?
Yes, most definitely.
Now, tell us how Leads.com uses. Tell us how you put customers and businesses together.
It's pretty simple. You know, the big internet platforms, the Yahoos, the Googles, the AOLs, the MSNs get, you know, 80% of our business in terms of when we're looking up information on the internet. And each platform is a little different in how they interface to customers.
Mm-hmm.
There's national search. There's these new local search engines that Yahoo and Google have put out just to specifically help us with local. And then there's the old online Yellow Pages, which have been around for several years. So Yahoo also has a Yellow Page platform. Microsoft has a Yellow Page platform. AOL does too. So as we looked at all that demand and people doing all those references and lookups for businesses, we realized that in every city, in every business category, there's a pretty good amount of demand now. And what our company does is really just put that local business right in front of the consumer on one of those big platforms in the form of advertising, so especially with regards to search.
Right. And so how does that work? How do you work with your customers?
Well, what we do is we sit down and we talk to them about what is going on in their area. So if you are a contractor in Chicago.
So one of your customers could be ABC Bridge Builders in Sheboygan or whatever.
That's exactly right.
Right.
And we sit down and we track the amount of searches that occur in over 200 different business categories in over 100 geographies.
Mm-hmm.
And we can say, well, last month there were 1,500 people looking for bridge builders in Sheboygan.
Mm-hmm.
And then the business, most business owners, you know, I'm a business owner, you're a business owner, know that if we can get people to contact them, if we can get people to make their phone ring or people to email them to
right.
get a quote for their services, that they're pretty good at converting that demand into business every month.
And it's all about, for you, it's about the local issue, isn't it? The local connection.
Right. We can actually pick if we have a plumber in Washington, D.C., where I'm located here, we're able to put them, if they only want to go to a certain part of the city or a certain
right.
part of the suburbs,
right.
we can only have their ad appear in that geography. So
mm-hmm.
if they want to go after the higher income homes or market their business in a certain way on the internet that may be different than they're marketing it on the print Yellow Pages, we
folks,
can do that for them.
Folks, you've heard me talk about the importance of targeting your marketing effort in your small business. We've talked about that many times before. On the internet, you haven't been able to do all that much targeting until Todd Walrath came along with Leads.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about how this works a little bit more, and you'll start to get an idea about how your online strategy can change with a little bit of new capability. Tintel, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great time with our new friend, Todd Walrath. He's talking to us about how to actually target local businesses online on the internet. Todd, by the way, the website is leads.com, right?
Yeah.
And Todd is the founder of that company. He's now executive vice president of that company. And Todd, I think people have two attitudes about doing business online when they first start out. Number one, they hear the commercials that say, just get a website and your computer will make you rich overnight. You know, there's that attitude. Those are the people who don't know. They don't know yet that that's not what really happens. And then there are the people who say, you know what, I actually know a little bit about the internet, and it's so big and it's so huge. And there's all those people out there running around trying to sell stuff and buy stuff. How is anybody ever going to find me? I think we have those two schools of thought. What do you think? You agree with that?
I agree. You know, when, you know, everybody's been talking about the success of Google, and a lot of your viewers and listeners have probably used a search engine to look for something. But historically, it's been just for a big company thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big guys, the big big box retailers and e-commerce players use it to promote their businesses. But the big challenge is that most of the businesses we work with don't have marketing departments. They don't have big ad agencies. And it's tough for them to compete because marketing your business on a search engine, you know, takes some expertise. And
right.
you got to know what you want and how to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, the role that we've been able to try to play for some of those businesses. We're sort of their arm's length marketing department and take care of some of the stuff that is usually done by big ad agencies and marketing departments and things like that.
And you help them find local, but now what you guys do, you not only help them find people who are near them who want to do business with them, but also, I mean, people who are on the other side of the planet, you also help them find those guys too, don't you?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. You know, if you're, you know, our typical customer also advertises in the print yellow pages.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone is, you know, visiting Washington, D.C., where I am, and wants, you know, a hotel or a limo driver or a catered mm-hmm. lunch or to talk to a real estate agent because they're relocating or all of the, you know, or looking for a mover, any type of business contact they want to make, it's most likely now that they're going to use the internet to do that rather than looking in the local phone book, because you don't have the local phone book if you're from L.A.
Exactly.
moving to Washington.
And sometimes some businesses want to do business with anybody wherever they are, but some businesses, like if you're a contractor, you don't want to, you're not going to do business with somebody 1,000 miles away.
Right.
So you guys give them the ability to customize that, don't you?
Right. We have business. We have local restaurants or coffee shops that might just draw from, you know, within a mile or two of their business because nobody's going to drive across town to go to a coffee shop, right?
Right.
But if you're a contractor or a plumber, you might be willing to go across town for, you know, a bathroom
right.
or a kitchen renovation or a larger job. Or your business just might not be located where the more affluent customers that you're targeting are.
And that's what
we're able to do.
What's the cost of doing something like this? What would it cost a business to do business with you guys?
Our average customer spends about $200 to $300 a month.
Right.
And what we try to do is to get them 10 to 15 times that amount in revenue.
Don't okay? you have basically a pay for performance program?
That's exactly right. So what we do is we'll sit down with the business and we'll talk to them about who they're trying to target. And we'll tell them how many people looked for that service. So if you're saying, I'm just looking for people looking for bakeries in New York, I can tell you that there were, you know, 1,200 people who looked for that
mm-hmm.
last month. And we'll sit down and we'll put together a plan that says, here's the geographies and the searches that I'm going after. And then we'll customize a program for that. And the nice thing about buying search is that you only pay when you get the visitors to your website. So you can buy 50 visitors a month, 100
right.
visitors, 200 visitors.
And you can cut it off after that.
Yeah, and what we do is we turn you on.
Mm-hmm. Is this a real human being working with these people?
Yeah, that's the great thing about it. You know, we have an 800 number, and we have people that sit here all day and basically work with the customers. Because what we found is the business changes.
Right.
You know, if you're a florist and your flower business is going great, but then you want to start selling gift baskets.
Right.
Well, we have to get that message back out to the mm-hmm. people on the internet who are using it. So,
Todd, we've run out of time, but there's a lot more to talk about. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
This is very important stuff for us to be learning about. The website is leads.com. We can find out all about this at the website, can't we?
Absolutely. Our phone number's right on there.
All right, thanks. Todd Waldrath, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I promise. I will be, too, on the other side of the news. Don't go away. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.